Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us and tuning in today to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And again, it's going to be another hot one here in the Pacific Northwest. We're going to break all kinds of records today,
yes!
Possibly Whoa! Again tomorrow.
Come on, get it, yay! Yeah. Summer's ready!
Yeah. Yeah, well, of course, we always want to remind you, how dangerous it is for pets and children left in cars. So please don't do that. Make sure if you're leaving them anywhere, especially your pets, make sure they have a lot of water.
And you want to maybe find out what you do in case you see a pet or a child locked in a car and there's no one around. I believe it's illegal to break those windows these days and get them open, and also dial 911 right away and let them know.
Yeah, do that first before you break the window.
And then, and depending on how long it takes them, break that window. But check up on that.
Yeah.
Also, we want to let you know that, you know, we're tied in with Environmental Working Group. It's one of the best grassroots groups out there for keeping a handle on Monsanto and the chemicals that go into our food. We get a lot of updates. We just recently got an update from them, and their tests have confirmed now that General Mills keeps selling the popular children's breakfast cereals and other foods that's contaminated with glyphosate. Monsanto's already been sued, and the people that have sued them because they have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from using this, the weed killer, etc., have won over $2 billion. But General Mills continues to put this out. So please, if you're eating Cheerios and everything with your kids, don't do it. And we'll be back after these messages.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So have you ever felt confused by the messages you get from your thoughts because, well, they're not aligned with what you feel? Perhaps this is the shift in awareness you've heard about, but you don't know how to step into it. Well, we'll talk to Lee Harris, author of Energy Speaks, Messages from Spirit on Living, Loving, and Awakening. He has some practical guidance on how to grow from it all. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of. People that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Lee Harris. He's the author of Energy Speaks. Now, he's also an intuitive medium, a transformational leader, a musician and visual artist, and in 2004 he began holding channeling sessions and readings in his home, and today he leads workshops throughout the world. You'll hear in his voice that he's a native of England, but he's based in California. If you want to learn more about him, you can go to leeharrisenergy.com, but we're going to learn from him right now. We've got him live. Lee, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, good morning, Lee. Enjoyed your book a lot. You are a channel and an intuitive messenger. How did you discover those gifts?
Well, they kind of came in the same time period. So what happened for me was in my late teens, like many of us, I had the beginning of my awakening, and it was on the back of a childhood where I had used binge eating and bulimia and being overweight from the age of about 8 years old to cope with my sensitivity and my intuition. And so at the age of 17, I started to come out of that. And it was very much because I went to a more creative college. I was more around people I was aligned with, and I started to be able to express myself. So at that point, I dove headlong into healing and metaphysics and would go to every workshop I could. And I remember around that time starting to give intuitive readings to friends, but I thought it was a joke. You know, I love doing tarot readings, and so I would play at doing tarot readings for other people because I'd enjoyed going to them so much. But I didn't know what any of the cards really meant. I just enjoyed you know, what I thought was a game. And then my friends would say, how did you know that? How did you know that? So it was when I was 23 that I heard the voice of my guide. And then everything kind of came together in my mind. I understood that as an intuitive, it's a little bit like going halfway up the ladder. When I channel my guide, it's going all the way up the ladder. So channeling for me is channeling the group of entities known as disease, who have a very bird's eye view of what's going on for us down here. And me being an intuitive is, as I say, going halfway up the ladder, but staying very much in my body and my senses and my feelings and being an interpreter of between those two worlds.
Yeah. What's interesting, and this connects a lot of dots, I'm sure, for our listeners of with the people that we've spoken to over the years that have developed your kinds of gifts, and actually people in all areas that are developing, we've noticed that it usually starts, their life is kind of difficult. They've got a lot of challenges, and I think that actually may be one of the first steps of self-awareness for most of us. We've got to have a reason. You know, we're so uncomfortable in our skin that we start looking for solutions. And when the typical conventional way of thinking doesn't work, we start to open up, you know, or we don't. And we continue to suffer or don't stay on the planet, that kind of a thing. But, Lee, it seems that there are these two really large themes emerging, that one, and we've been talking about this for years, that spirit is ever more present on the planet, and our awareness of spirit is growing. And that brings up this whole idea of co-creation, which we hear about. We've heard the words, we've had the mental concepts, but now I think we're starting to experience that. Is that how you might see things?
Yes, I see things that way because, you know, I get to be a messenger for this kind of information and have for the last 7 years now created something called an energy update every month, which is a free video on YouTube and on my website, where I'll speak about what's going on energetically. So it's been interesting to serve that consistently every month and not only listen to the messages that come through me, but more importantly, see how everybody responds to them. Mm-hmm. And it's always fascinating to me to read people's comments at the beginning of the month when we put the video out to see what's going on for people and to notice how even in 7 years, a lot has changed. Mm-hmm. And a lot has landed. And so the way I see it is everything you said, Rob, but also that there is then the kind of residue effect of that spiritual consciousness energy that's hitting the planet is we end up seeing a tug of war. Mm-hmm. And the tug of war is between the old world and the new consciousness. And that's playing out outside us and that's playing out inside us. Mm-hmm. So the sensitive and the people who are awake will feel, you know, every little burn, every little fiber moving in their own body, in their own personality, in a more acute way than ever before. But equally, you see this tug of war going on outside you between the old world, which is the world I believe that those of us who are sensitive struggle with. So you described my childhood, you know, and the difficulties that I was experiencing. I now look back and I realize I couldn't align myself. I didn't know how to align the higher frequencies in my body because no one was showing me how to. So as I aligned with, you know, the traditional world, I went into pain and suffering quite strongly and turned it on myself because that was all I knew back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's what we're seeing in the world right now. It's a tricky time to be alive. There's no denying that. And there can be a lot of intensity. It's also quite amazing, too, to see and, more importantly, feel what's actually happening in the collective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It feels, you know, it's very interesting, you know, this discussion that we're having, and I have this discussion a lot with a very good friend of mine. We talk often, and our discussions go fairly deep. And she's one that's, you know, has awakened. And of course, we're not masters or we wouldn't be here, but we're, you know, years and years of doing this work on ourselves, the healing work and growing and learning, expanding our consciousness. And she often mentions, because she works in the public, the pain that she feels around the difference in the world that she occupies or the energy that she occupies and the what we still consider maybe third dimensional energy and that difference between those. Is that the intensity that you're talking about?
Well, I'm trying to, let me think, is it the intensity? Because what you just said is fascinating and so true. The pain that you're describing to me is the kind of the bit that makes it hard to walk over the bridge. So
yes.
If on the right we have higher consciousness and higher dimensions, and on the left we have the third dimension, and it's really hard to walk through the third dimension across that bridge to higher consciousness sometimes, mm-hmm. because the third dimension is like a gravity suit, especially if your emotions and thoughts and energy needs to shift before you become higher consciousness. So in terms of the pain, what I heard when you said what you said is, I think it's very difficult when you're stuck in pain or in suffering, for any of us, to think that there is a higher power at work, there is a higher force at work, and that we are actually being encouraged to move forward, not backwards,
mm-hmm. Because
the experience is backwards. So it's interesting. That's what I feel to kind of throw into this conversation when you bring that up, because it is mm-hmm. a really important point. There's such a disparity at the moment between the highs and the lows.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yes.
There are people who are living really clear lives and people who are really only seeing the struggle in the world, and therefore then all they are feeling is struggle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, they're mired in that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's so right on, and I'm sure our listeners are starting to, relate to what they've been feeling themselves. Hopefully this will give them some stimulus. Well, we're going to run off to a break, but we're here with Lee Harris. We're talking about his book, Energy Speaks, Messages from Spirit on Living, Loving, and Awakening.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partner. partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary, or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary Tract Rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided, meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. I'm so glad to have you with us. And I always stress learning along with us. Mm-hmm. You know, we have been so blessed that we've been exposed to just wonderful people over the more than 18 years we've been doing this. People that really are learning and learning about themselves and then sharing what they've learned with the rest of us. And, you know, Brenda mentions that at the beginning of every show, but that's really what it's all about. That is the work. And today we're here with Lee Harris, and we're talking about his book, Energy Speaks, Messages from Spirit on Living, Loving, and Awakening. And we know that you are a channel. And before we get back into some of the content, I think people are curious, Lee, they're always curious, and how you experience channeling. I mean, how do your guides, the Z's, how do they show up for you?
Yeah, so I used to get stalked by them, and I would be sat with somebody having coffee or just talking to someone, and messages would be, you know, spamming into my head. And once I started doing it as a job, which I went into very reluctantly, and I really didn't think anything would, you know, anybody would come for a reading, but it as soon as I said yes to doing reading, I never had no waiting list in 15 years. So that's when you know it's really it's really meant to be what you're doing. I hear them through the left side of my body. So if you imagine about 10 inches diagonally above the left side of your head, that's about the point that I hear them. So if they had a physical voice, it's like that's where it would be broadcast to me. I don't think they do have a physical voice. I hear it as a physical voice. Mm-hmm. And then if I'm channeling, they come through me, if I'm channeling them verbally. places on the London Underground, the subway train, when I was going to work. And so, you know, that threw me for a while, because I wasn't wanting to be a channeler. And
I think we just dropped off. Well, you know, it's interesting, and I'm sure Benny will get him back, but it's interesting. Sometimes the energy, as soon as he started talking about his guides and things, you know, I could feel my gut, you know, everything going off mm-hmm. in the back of my mm-hmm. head, where I tend to experience things. And I was going, ha, isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. So they're in communication.
Yes.
And, you know, often it blows the conventional energies that we, you know, deal with.
Yes, this has happened over the years.
He is back.
Lee, I think your guides and our guides are up.
I got beamed back to a subway train.
Yes.
Sorry about
that. Right. Oh, well, that's okay. You know, what we were saying to the audience is that, you know, over the years we've experienced this a lot. When we start tuning in, you know, when the presence of guides, et cetera, is here, sometimes it just blows the lines.
And in fact, I have to tell you, Lee, I told you during the break, I've had a few dentist appointments, and I call in my guides, and everyone, when I get into the chair, I get really settled and centered and call everybody in. And every single time, the light that they wear on their head, you know, to look in your mouth, I've blown that every single time. And I sat down yesterday and I got centered, and I called in my guides, and I was with the gal that was cleaning my teeth, and it's happened to her with me a couple of times now. And so she said, is my light going to blow again? And boom, it blew.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, which brings up a question that people often bring up with channels, et cetera, is like, can you say to them, hey, you know, I'd really like to go to sleep now, or, you know, in other words, it's a two-way communication or not?
Yeah, very well. That's what I experience, and that's what I encourage people to approach mm-hmm. channeling with. You know, I'm right. a big believer in, you have to run all of this through your human experience, and mm-hmm. if it works for you and enhances your human experience, great. But if it's pushing you in a direction that is feeling stressful, is feeling like something you can't manage today, you are not beholden to follow instructions from a being or an entity outside you, in just the same way that if your friend asked you to drive 120 miles an hour on a 50-mile mm-hmm. road, mm-hmm. you wouldn't do it and you wouldn't have to do it. So
right.
I think that's a really important distinction, because I do think, unfortunately, because it's a little bit mystified channeling, mm-hmm. people think that it's a one-way relationship where we're supposed to do what the channel says. My guides have always been adamant that's not true. They're like, no, you're the one on the planet.
Yeah.
We're just giving you our perspective, and it's really important for you to live through this. And I've seen a lot of people lose their way by giving their power away to their intuition or their guides, and then suffering and struggling because it isn't working the way they think it should be. Mm-hmm. But they're not actually standing back and going, well, hang on a second, maybe this isn't working and I need to try something else.
Yes.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
Yeah, we are sovereign beings, and we have to own that sovereignty.
Yeah, I think that's so important. You know, the way that I like to think of it, Lee, is that, you know, the guidance is over there. You know, the guidance is available. It's like, and they're waiting. It's like they're waiting on their cell phones, you know, give them a call. But if you, you know, have something else to do, you don't want to, it's inconvenient, you got to work through things yourself, don't call them.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, and we always, you know, once we're tuned in, and I'm sure this is your experience too, or maybe not, we're always getting guidance.
Yeah.
We do get to make the choice. We've said on this show a number of times that we feel our real power is in our ability to choose.
Yeah.
To choose wisely for ourselves. And that's not a selfish thing. That is part of our sovereignty. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. The co-creation is the chemistry. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you think of the way I like to look at this is, if you think of a relationship that you have with a friend or a lover or a business partner that's really good, you know, you might say, and you guys probably wouldn't, but some people would say, oh, I really love that person. They're a really great person. Whereas the piece that's missing in that conversation is, and we have great chemistry. Mm-hmm. You know, part of the reason they're a great person is because the two of you together helps the other one open up and show all these pieces of themselves they might not get to show to others. So the chemical fit between two people, the chemistry fit, is the similar chemistry fit that you can have with your guides and with spirits. But it's important to recognize that it is to do with you as much as it is to do with who you're channeling, your intuition, and that's really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and then that allows you to travel in the tubes and talk with your guides at the same time when you want. I mean, you know, you're handling your life essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you feel like you're in charge. You're actually in charge of your life, and we can't stress that enough, that you don't give your power away to any other entity or being or person.
Yeah. So let's get, I just wanted people to understand the, you know, kind of the human connection here. It is you, you know, you are, we often get so confused, Lee, about our connection to spirit that it's important that we be who we are.
It is. In the same way, you know, and with a moment ago I was mentioning the chemistry fit that we have with a great friend, we would burn out with that great friend if we spent 24/7 with them and didn't occasionally take some time to ourselves to just kind of come back to who we are. And so, yeah, it's really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so let's talk a little bit about fear and judgment.
And I mentioned to you about a friend that I have, and we get into these conversations and what she experiences out there in the public. And she's very aware, very conscious to stay above that, but slips down into it. We all do from time to time. What have your guides shared with you about helping us to rise above fear and judgment?
Well, one thing that comes to mind immediately is there was a channel called Learning to Love that I recorded live in Costa Rica last year. And in that, they said that judgment is the great killer of love and the great disconnector. Mm-hmm. So they said, if ever we're in judgment, which, like you said, we all have it, we all go through it, cycle through it, you know, evolve through it. They said it's you shutting your heart down. And if you ever find yourself in judgment, notice how open your heart does or doesn't feel. And you will notice immediately that your heart isn't in the room, because your mind has become judge and jury and your body has become defense mechanism.
So there's
a couple of things about judgment. Number one, I think they're contagious. So I think when we're around that energy, we can become one with it without knowing that we are, and so we become more judgmental. And number two, it can sometimes be historic healing. There can be times that judgments come up in you that are giving you clues about parts of you that didn't feel safe to open out 10 years ago or 5 years ago, or there's still some trauma that's coming to the surface. So if I notice myself in judgment, and I encourage others to kind of look at it in those ways too, number one is,
We'll get into that. Run off to another break, but when we come back, we're going to continue with judgment and how to handle it.
Yes, and we'll be right back.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer, or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods, and Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This is Conscious Talk, where zero point is the point of it all.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
And we're back. Thanks for tuning in here today, folks. And I mean that in a couple of different ways. Tuning in on your radios or tuning in on your internet or however you're listening to the show. But also tuning in to you, to what you really are. Not who you are. Who you are is usually, well, I'm a painter or a teacher. But what you are, the light that you are, tuning into that and connecting to that. And today we have Lee Harris here with us, and he is very tuned in to his guides, etc. His book is Energy Speaks, Messages from Spirit on Living, Loving, and Awakening. To learn more about Lee, you can go to leeharrisenergy.com. And Lee, we were talking about judgment, and you were giving us kind of a rundown of some of the things that you've learned about how we can not overcome, but flow better through judgment.
Yeah, I was just saying that, you know, sometimes it's just your own energetics, your own sense of balance, and the room you've just walked through or where your focus just was that means that we can absorb a more judgmental energy and then replay it through our system. other times, it can be that we're having an opportunity for healing and we're meeting a judgment in ourselves that we've outgrown, but perhaps we haven't seen this part of ourselves for 8 years or 20 years. And because of a confluence of events and circumstances that we find ourselves in, up it comes and out it comes. And this is why it's so important not to judge yourself for judging, which I know sounds ironic, but I think it's really classic that so many of us who can be hard on ourselves, I know for me, if I caught myself being hard on myself once I woke up and became more spiritually aware, I would then be hard on myself. Mm-hmm. And what my guides always say is that's a moment of celebration. They say when you notice something that is discordant, when you notice that you've had a thought that's too low or a feeling that doesn't quite feel like you or feels too contracted, they say celebrate, because that's the new you recognizing something that the old you was blind to and that you were just playing out in the world. So that really helped me to understand that if we celebrate our awareness, even if our awareness is of a state that we're not enjoying or feeling particularly proud of, they say that's the way through. Your awareness will guide you to a higher state, but without awareness, you can't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I really like that because we've often talked to people about pain and how pain is a messenger or your, you know, dis-ease in whatever form it shows up. And I don't think that, you know, we have often heard the judgments in that one. And, you know, I would say also fear falls into that because it's pointing out something for you. And this is what, you know, Lee, we've been talking about for years, and you talk about this in your book in different ways, but we've been talking about this journey from the head to the heart, and you know, releasing judgment and fear certainly is, you know, how you stay more in your heart from our point of view.
But to celebrate that we are aware of that is really a beautiful practice, if you will. I don't know what other word to put to that, to be aware of that and then to celebrate that you had an awareness. Not to go into the judgment of judging yourself, because that's living in that resistance energy, and that seems to be pretty prevalent, that resistant energy that's on the planet.
Well, I think there are lots of downward spirals on the planet, if you think about it. You know, our news headlines are designed to take us all into a downward spiral. So not only are there many things around that are downward spiral focuses for us as human beings, but you've got a lot of people on the planet, the majority, doing the downward spiral. Sure, there are upward spirals, and we know how to cultivate them and how to create them, but if the default is downward spiraling, then that's something that we are going to be affected by unless we become very aware of when it's happening. So they say that awareness is the precursor change. And when I heard that sentence, that was about 14 years ago, it really helped me understand, oh great, this is why I'm celebrating awareness, because awareness is step one and change is step two. And it might be that I have the awareness six times before I can make the change. But if I keep staying in the zone of awareness, I'm one step closer to being out of this or free of this. And I think you just said something, Rob, that made sense to me. I think judgment is a very lonely place to be unless we are gossiping or joining in judgment with someone else, in which case we get like a temporary high, but the kind that makes you feel a bit sick afterwards.
Yeah. It doesn't make you feel as good. Well, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Lee Harris. We'll be right back.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds to laboratory testing for quality and safety to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CB Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating oftentimes isn't triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that make your stomach swell and bloat and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics, an exclusive formula of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps your body break down food that is challenging to digest, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk, and today our special guest is Lee Harris. And, you know, he has a really wonderful book, and he's a wonderful person for you to connect up with if you haven't figured that out. If you just tuned in, you can find out more about Lee by going to leeharrisenergy.com. His book is Energy Speaks. It's messages from spirit on living, loving, and awakening. It's actually, your book covers just a lot of things, Lee, and there are exercises in it and, you know, ways that people can actually work with this information, because that's what awareness is all about. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you, you know, that I notice, you know, we haven't over time, at least in my lifetime, most people, they don't think in terms of energy, you know, and I think that our ability to, on the physical level, you know, our ability to perceive energy is actually changing. Is that something that you've experienced? Do you think we are literally starting to feel a bit of evolution?
I do, and I think it's interesting because, you know, as you said, people don't think in terms of energy. And from my perspective, the thinking happens after the feeling. So it's one thing to sit there and speak to somebody about the law of attraction or certain kinds of spiritual experiences you're having and try and convince them that it's real. It's another thing for them to feel something, for them to actually have something enter their own body or touch their own body, or for them to get a tingle that they don't normally get. You know, we are built to have direct experience. And so when we have a direct experience in our own way, it changes everything for us. So I feel that one of the things that's happening on the planet, and my guide's disease said this many years ago, they said after 2012, you're going to see the planet become very emotional. And I remember thinking, oh, that sounds great. Everybody's going to be hugging. And I was, you know, completely wrong. Because, of course, you know, unless our emotions are balanced and open, when we first become emotional, we are clearing out the cupboard. And we're clearing out all of the compressed emotion, the difficult emotion, the unfelt emotion, as much as we're clearing out, you know, and opening to good stuff. So I think that's what's going on at the moment. More people are getting in touch with their feelings, so that they can start to feel the energy that's around them enough that they will change their mindset, start to include in their thinking that energy is happening. And that's when really, as you know, things get really magic. Because I can say that someone who didn't used to live that way as a child, when I started to enter into that in my early 20s in a much bigger way, everything changed.
Yeah, it totally changed the way that I approach life.
Yes.
And I also, I had to chuckle a little bit because you know, that awareness, you know, the earth getting more emotional, gives us a lot more opportunities to practice being non-judgmental.
Yes. Yes. Because a lot of the emotion these days is anger and fear, which we, you know, talked about, and judgment. A lot of that has come to the surface. And I'm assuming that your guides have talked about why all this is sitting on the surface right now, and again that is to bring our awareness up, so we ought to be celebrating this. Is that correct, this awareness?
Yeah, I mean, they do acknowledge that it's tricky. You know, they do say, we know that this is an intense time to be alive and that none of you have a frame of reference for this period of history. Mm-hmm. So they say that you have never before lived at a time on Earth like this, with this perfect storm of events that's going on for awakening. Mm-hmm. And they say it has everything. It has the highest highs and it has the lowest lows, depending on who you are, where you are, and what you're experiencing. But even if you're somebody who's managing to keep a high vibration, it doesn't mean that you don't occasionally feel the undertow of the energetics of the world. And in terms of people not listening to each other, I think that's one thing I've heard a lot of people saying in the last few years. They're like, people are just arguing their own case. They're not listening to other people. People can't have a discussion anymore. People are so opinionated. Well, those people that we're talking about, when those people are in those moments where they are adamant about what they're experiencing, they're struggling to connect. They're struggling to connect, and in some cases, they're trying to break through where they're stuck. In other cases, they're just reinforcing where they're stuck. But I think you are seeing a lot of that going on, where it's fascinating to observe. You see it on social media, you see it in the world, where two people are thinking they're having a conversation with each other, and neither of them can see. They are completely stuck in their own path, their own filter, and they can't actually even see the person that they're talking to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that you make a really nice point here, because that actually is where the action happens. You know, if you can come to that awareness, those points of, you know, where there's a lot of energy, you know, that's energy resisting, that's where opportunity happens. You know, in healing, you look for those places where the energy's stuck. And then you release that energy, and things happen. Good stuff happens generally, because you're back to who you are.
Well, it's almost as if, Lee, today those opinions that people have, their, you know, little world that they seem to be, you know, definitely locked into, it almost seems like life and death to most people to have their opinion known, and it has to be the right opinion, and it there's no room to an exclusion of everything else. It's that emotional piece that's really gone into that denser energy so deep that it feels, for some people, and I've heard this from a couple of our clients, it feels like life and death. And what I'm the death. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry, Brenda. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say what it feels to me like, and each client is different that this has come up in, but it is a death to them, and it isn't physical death, although that they're kind of feeling that way. But it's really the death of an old pattern or an old way of being or thinking or, you know, living that is dying off so the new can be born. But they don't understand it in those terms. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. I was going to say the same thing. So yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting. You know, I don't want to give him more focus than he already has. But Donald Trump is a really good example of this at the moment. Mm-hmm. If he wasn't being held by the presidency, he wouldn't be able to keep repeating over and over and over again in such a big, public, demonstrative, and destructive way his own pattern. So I'm really curious, when he is no longer president, what's going to happen to him. You know, there's going to be some level of implosion, and that once he is no longer able to compulsively repeat these behaviors, in such a held way and in mm-hmm. such a way that is both elevating his ability to put that energy out into the world, but also is kind of safeguarding and protecting him, because unless someone decides to, you know, get him off the presidential right. throne, which, you know, mm-hmm. has come up, then he's going to be able to stay there. So I think he's a really interesting example of this kind of syndrome playing out. And he's also a permission slip for other people to behave the same way, which is, I will just shout my pain. Right. I will shout my unresolved issues. And right. if I shout them loud enough, they'll go away, because right. I'll get temporary relief while I impose this on other people and right. give them the pain. But of yes. course, you're not really getting rid of the pain. You're just getting right. 10-minute relief.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love that you said that, because it's a really powerful point I want our listeners to really hear. We can't hold that amount of pain. We can't. So what do? We pass it off. We pass it off like mm-hmm. he's passing it off. And he has a whole huge amount of public to receive it. So he is letting go of that pain through that type of behavior, which is destructive, but also very, for us, we can learn from it. We can grow from that. We yeah. don't have to enter into that.
Yeah. Well, I want to point out to all of our listeners, Lee, that your book, Energy Speaks, covers a lot of this, and,
yes.
and there's great advice, you know, your
and
experience,
exercises.
But also what you get from the Z's, from your guides, and it covers so many areas, as you say, living, loving, and awakening. Mm-hmm. That's our existence, folks. So, you know, thank you, Lee.
Yes, thank you,
so beautiful
much
book.
For joining us, for doing the work that you're doing in the world. Greatly appreciated. And folks, as always, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time and on this show, Conscious Talk. Have a beautiful day.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back, no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.